Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
America is back, so declared our new president last week. Sure enough, he's reversing some of his predecessor's moves that lowered the country's profile on the world stage. Joe Biden has rejoined the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization, ended the Muslim travel ban, resumed funding for some international aid agencies, and he's promised to rebuild our tattered relationships with key allies. We'll need them. America is facing major threats: China, Russia, political extremism, the global pandemic, and of course, zombies. Yes, those flesh-eating ghouls are very much with us, from movies like George Romero's classic Living Dead series and the more recent Zombieland, to TV shows like AMC's The Walking Dead, video games like Call of Duty, books like World War Z, made into a movie and a video game. In recent years, the undead have also invaded international relations courses. That incursion began in 2011 with Tufts University scholar Daniel Dresner's seminal book, Theories of International Relations and Zombies. This partly serious work has inspired at least 30 very serious scholarly papers and is now on college reading lists around the world. Dresner examines a possible zombie invasion through the lens of leading schools of international relations thought: realism, neoconservatism, constructivism, liberal internationalism. The point is to teach students how each of those theories would handle an existential threat, you know, climate change, inequality, mass migration, terrorism. Also to make a dense subject like international relations interesting. Dresner's careful to give each of those competing theories a fair hearing, but it's pretty clear what he considers the most effective response to a zombie apocalypse or any serious threat to the world order. The winner, liberal internationalism, the collaborative strategy Joe Biden is pursuing. The best summary of that theory, Dresner says, appears toward the end of the 1974 British horror comedy masterpiece Shaun of the Dead. Zombies are devastating a placid English village. Our hero, Sean, rallies his buddies at the pub with a quote from, of all people, philosopher Bertrand Russell. I'll leave you with those words. The only thing that can redeem mankind is cooperation. And as the zombies start battering down the door, Sean adds, I think we all appreciate the relevance of that. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.